Okay, we're on the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We have that Yosef Ish Hutzel, the Shaila had to learn this Pasuk, and that's why the Shaila was with the Amatraksin was part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or part of the Heichel. Pasuk says, Udvir, which is the Mechitza that separates between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh, and the Heichel. The Soch HaBayis Mipnima, that's one way of learning the Pasuk. Heichin, the Sitom Sham, that's where you put the Aron. And the Dvir itself was Besoch HaBayis Mipnima, or Dvir Besoch HaBayis. The Dvir was in the Heichel. Mipnima Heichin Litein Sham Aron Hashem. And inside they put the Aron, but not that the Dvir was inside. So the Shaila was, is the word Pnima go back on the first part of the Pasuk or on the second part of the Pasuk? Mara says, is there a suffix which, where the word goes? Vatanya Ishi ben Yehuda Omer. Ishi ben Yehuda said, Chomesh mikros b'Torah ilam hechra. The five psukim in the Torah that don't have a hechra, you can't know where the word in the middle of the pasuk goes, back on the beginning or in the end. Rashi ilam hechra, v'das hechane notin. To know exactly how to read them, same over here as over here, five different psukim. What are they? Se'es, right, the Pasuk, halo im teitiv se'es, im lo se'itiv, lepesa chatas rovet, that's one way of learning it, Rashi, halo im teitiv se'es, v'loshen slichahu. If you, Ravonshan told Kayin, if you'll do better, then se'es, then I'll forgive your avera. And if not, v'im lav, lepesa chatas rovet, if not, the Yetzer is always ready to catch you. Or maybe you can learn it differently. Im teitiv kama. Se'es in lo teitiv, and if you don't do well, then se'es, you'll have to carry your avera. So the shaila is, does it go back on the beginning of the pasuk or the end of the pasuk? Mishukadim, arba gviyim mishukadim, or mishukadim kaftoreu frachecha. Says arba gviyim mishukadim kaftoreu frachecha. So the question is mishukadim that they were made either with almonds drawn on them, or in the shape of almonds? Does it go back on arba gviyim mishukadim? Right? And some Rishonim learned that if it goes on the gviyim, then it means that they were what's it called? I think Tosu says in fact that what's it called, that the gviyim themselves looked like almonds; they were shaped like almonds. The gviyim, or kaftoreho prachero, what's it called? The mishukadim kaftoreho prachero. The kaftorim and prachim had almonds. What's it called? Drawn on them. Machar, right, by Amalek it says Machar. The Tsehi Lachim by Amalek Machar, O Tsehi Lachim by Amalek Miyad, U Machar Anochi Nitzav, Vahayom Miyat Rotzorech Litfilasi. Right, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshel Yoshua, Bechar Londo Anoshim, the Tsehi Lachim by Amalek Machar, go out tomorrow and fight with Amalek, and I'll go up to the Giva and daven for you. Or no, Tsehi Lachim by Amalek immediately. And Machar, I'll daven for you today, you'll need my tefillah. And Aror, right, over Tzolmim Akru Shor, Aror, Shor Shal Shem, Shehum Aror Kanan, O Aror Apam Kios. Right, here's Mamash, the beginning of another Pasuk, the way we have it. Right, that it says, what's it called? By Shimon Valevi Achim, claim Chomos Mechero Sehem, Abisoldam al Tovel Navshi, Bekehelam al Techad Kvodi, Ki Be Apam Hargu Ish, Uvirtsolam Ikru Shor, that's where we have the end of the Pasuk, and then Or Apam Kios, that's one way of learning it. The Or goes on the next Pasuk, that he cursed out their anger. Or no, Uvirtsolam Ikru Shor Or Shem, they uprooted a Shor Or, and then Apam Kios, Yaakov just made a statement, their anger is very, very strong. The Kam, Rashi, the Kam, Hincha Shochin Malusecha, the Kam. Right, you're gonna die and get up. And it's a remez, the Khan remez lolitzchias amesim. Or no, Hincha Shochin Malusecha, you Moshe Rabbeinu are gonna die. The Kam Ha'am Hazen, these people are gonna get up and go after Avodah Zarah. Oh, the Kam Ha'am Hazen Vizana. So these are the five psukim where there's Ein Lo Hechra. Tosa says, why don't we say like we say a lot of psukim? They go back on both. Goes back on the beginning and on the end. What's the shaila if it's only on the beginning or on the end? We have a lot of psukim that it goes back both on both of them. Just over here, and he shows how each one, we mentioned one or two of them, there's a stira between the meanings. It can't mean both things. If it means the words themselves, like mishukadim, If it goes back on the Gviim, it means they were shaped like Meshukadim. If it goes on the Kaftom or Prakim, they obviously weren't shaped like Shkedim, but there was Shkedim written on them. And the same thing, each one is a different meaning if it goes back or it goes ahead. It can't be on both of them because it can't have two different meanings in the same word. Oh, one second, good kasha. So they asked the Chora, why can't you, what's it called, be Machriya, lefi the Trup? So some say the Trup itself is not Borer, right? The way we have the Trup is not necessarily, what's it called, the way that it is. Ritva Taka says, there's no Hechra without the Trup. But with the Trup, there's a Hechra. Just that without the Trup, there's no Hechra. But now that we have the Trup, we know how to read it. The Avkas Rochel, the Beishosif, says no, even with the Tamim. It's had a lot of machlokas in the Tamim. Right? We may have one way, but it doesn't mean that that's the only way that the Tamim could be. And the Marsha says that they forgot the Tamim. And the Mela, what's it called, they were only reinstated, so we're not sure exactly how they were reinstated or not. And therefore the Shari Ephraim says that all psukim are like that. We don't know where the ends of psukim are 100%. So even though Magen Avraham says that even though the Ramah says that you should stop a little bit between pasuk and pasuk, the Ramah says the Magen Avraham says that no, you should read it almost run on because we don't know where the psukim end 100%. Not only in these psukim, but in all psukim. Okay, let's go on. Now Samara says the Tatanya, and we know that who Yosef Ish Hutzel, who's the one who said that there are five mikros that are Ein Lohem what Hechra, Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Yosef Ish Hutzel, he's the same as Isi ben Yehuda, who Isi ben Gurariyeh, who Isi ben Gamliel, who Isi ben Mahalalel, who Mashmo Isi ben Akiva Shmo. Right? He had all these different names. And Lechora, who was the one who said before that the Shaila was where Pnima was, right? That was Yosef Ish Hutzel. So Lechora, he said there's only five psukim, and here he says there's a sixth pasuk. Where it says Bidorei Seleka, he just said there are five psukim in the Torah that don't have a hechra. There's no more in the Torah, right? But in the Neviim there are other ones, so there's no stira. Mar says with the Rai Selekah, there's no other psukim in the Torah that we don't know how to read it. The Ha'ika, the boy Rav Chisda had the following shayla, how to read the following pasuk. Vayishlach es nari bnei Yisrael, vayalu olos kvasim, vayizbechu zvachim shlamim parim. Right? It says that they made olos, and vayizbechu zvachim parim. So the parim now, let's go on. Go back on the olos too. The olos were parim. And the Zvachim were parim? Or no, the Olos were Kvasim, and the Zvachim were parim. The Shlomim were parim. Odilma Idividi parim. Rav Chisda Mesapkele Le'isi Ben Yehuda Pshilim. My answer is in Echonami. Rav Chisda had a sixth one he was Mesupik about. But Isi Ben Yehuda only had five. And that's the Nafkamina, whether Kvasim goes, or the parim goes back on all of them or not. If the Olos, right, a person makes a nether, I'm going to bring a korban like the Olos they brought in the Midbars. You have to bring a par, or he could bring a kevis. That's one of the nafkaminas. Another nafkamina is to know what happened, what the ola was, what's the pshat in the pasuk. Rashi, the yalu olos kvasim, the nafkamina litzokan is atam besnachta. Nafkamina is how to read it with the tamim, to make an esnachta after what's it called, vayalu olos, period, then vayizbechu zvachim parim. Oh, Dilma Idi Parim. Or maybe you don't stop there. Right? Because the Taimim are a Tam that's connective. They ain't a Snachta B'Tam Olos, El a Tam Gorish. Some, a Tam that will connect to the beginning of the Sfezah. The Yalu Olos, Kadesh Yischaber L'Shel Achrav. Okay, let's go on. Hachitzol Nohaisa Prupa Min Hadorum Upnimis Min Hatzafam. The outside curtain, going to the Rabbanan, that there were two curtains, the outside one was opened and the south side, Upnimish Minat Safam, and the inside one was opened on the north side. And how exactly Rashi says open, Prupa Minadorim, Rabbanan Kamrele, Prupa, Rosha Kfula Litzad Achut. It was bent back, it was, folded back, towards the outside, v'nechezes bekeresh elzav, and it was attached to a hook, a golden hook, lios psucho venus, it always was open. And other Rishonim learned that it wasn't always open. It wasn't nice that it was always open. You could see into the space that could have been the Kodesh HaKadosh. What it was, that the end of it was from the height of a person up, closed completely. And the bottom was left with a flap that you could, was only closed with a hook. So you could take it off the hook, and for the height of a person, you could open it up when you had to go in. But otherwise, it was closed. So you could open that flap up or not. According to Rashi, it was folded back, and it always was open. So what happened? So Mahalich Beinehem, so he would walk into the outer curtain in the south, and walk between the curtains, Ad Shemagia Letzafon, from south to north. When he got to the north, Hofech Panav L'Darim, he would turn towards again to the south, because the Arim was in the middle. So he walked back towards the south, Mahalich L'Smolo Ima Parochas, and his left side would be towards the Parochas. The reason that this was, that it was the what's it called, the chitzon that was open in the south, and the pnimi to the north, so when he went inside, his right side would be facing the Kodesh HaKadosh. Ad shehu magia la'aron, he would walk southward till he would get to the makam ha'aron. He gia la'aron, when he got to the aron, nosin es ha'machta ben shnei abadim, he'd put the pan down between the two bottom of the aron, Sovres haktoris agabi gecholim, and he would heap up the ktoris on top of the coals. The nismale kolabayis kulo oshem, and the whole kodesh hakadoshim would fill with smoke. Yotza ubalo derech beis kenisaso. He'd go backwards and walk back and retrace his steps. Umispal tefila ktsar beis achitzon, and he would say a short tefila in the heichal. And he wouldn't be marich, not to scare the Klal Yisrael to think that he died. So he shouldn't want to spend too much time. And there he said a tefila ktsara, and the Gemara will say what the tefila ktsara was. And he didn't say the tefila in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because one reason is that some say that the Kodesh HaKadoshim is kula ruchni, not a place to daven for gashmiistic things. Another reason is that he's not allowed to stay there extra time, more than the time he has to do the avoda. Can't stam be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he had to go out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim in order to be what's it called to, it says, v'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed, right? You can't be there, just stam. Lo yovel la'kodesh b'chol eis. Has to be there only to do the avoda. But stam to say this tefillah wasn't necessity of the avoda. He couldn't remain there.
I don't know how he walked after.
Told the Mishnah says so. Derech Nisasu, Rashi. Hachitzona Prupa Min Adorim, Rabbanan Kamrila. Prupa, Rosha Kfula Letzad Achuz, V'nechezes Bekeresh Elzov, Lios Psucha Vomedes. Mahalach Beinehem, Nichnas Bepripas Adorim, he would go into the opening on the south side, U'mahalach Beinehem, Hashemagia Lepripas Atzofa. He'd walk between the curtains till he got to the opening on the north side. Higia Letzofa, Namashinichnas Letoch Achol, Hofach Ponav Ledorim. When he got into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he turned to the south, Leilech Ad Bein Abadim Shem Bem Tzachol, till he got to the between the bottom of the Aron, which was in the middle of the what's it called, of the space of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kedavar Bar Aron Shasa Moshe Hayelo Avir Asora Amos Leves Kodesh HaKadoshim L'chol Ruah V'ruah. The Aron had 10 Amos to each side. The Aron itself didn't take space, but it was in the middle, right, mamish in the middle, without taking up any room. He had 10 Amos on each side, and there's only 20 Amos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mahalach v'smol in parochas, shamahalach mitzof in ledarom, smol in lemizra. Person who walks from south to north, his left side is to the east. V'aparochas hoysel lemizra chachol, and the parochas was to the east of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'bein shnei abadim, v'abadim hoyu aruchim ara parochas, and the badim stuck out, and what's it called, into the parochas. Rosh anechav l'marav, asheni lemizra. One west and one east. Echad barosh ha'aron letzafon, v'echad barosh ledorim. And one was to the north of the aron, and one to the south. And they stuck out of the, out of the parochas. V'orech amosayim v'cheshi shel aron b'neihem. And the width of the length of the aron, 2.5 amos, was between the two badim. So he walked till he got to between those two badim, which is mamish smack in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he had to walk from the south towards the north. Yeah. No, from the north to the south.
This is the Beis HaMikdash also?
Derech Nisah. Kishem Shenichnas Kishaholech L'Dorov Ad Shigiel Arum Ponav Klapi Dorum. Just like when he came in, he walked, what's it called, from the... he was walking north to south. Ad Shigiel Arum Ponav Klapi Dorum. His face was facing towards the south. He was walking frontwards. Kakishi Yotzalo Hesed is Ponav Lotzis. He didn't turn around. Ela Yotzi Derech Achorav Ponav L'Arum. His face would be towards the Arum and he'd walk backwards. Not exactly backwards, can't see where you're going. But he would walk on a side with his face turned towards the Aron, right? And he would walk, somewhat backward. But he wouldn't turn around, mamish, with his back to the Aron. The Beisachit, so Behechal. And in the Hechal, he would say this tefillah. The Mayaskinah. So where it says, which Beis HaMikdash are we talking about? Elaim HaMikdash Rishon Mihabi Parochas. In the first Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't a Parochas. There was an Amatraxon. Ela b'mikdasheni, must be mikdasheni. That's why he walked between the two parochas. Mihavi arum, there wasn't an arum in the second Beis HaMikdash. V'otanya mishenigdas arum nigdas imot zinsedes haman tzlochis shashem in amishcha umaklo shel arum shkeideho pracheho va'arga sheshagru plishtim dar lokei Yisrael. Right, when the arum was hidden away, along with it was hidden away the tzinsedes haman. Right, the Rabban Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to take a flask of man and put it away inside the Mishkan, and it was put next to the Aron. Utzlochi Shemen Amishcha, and the flask of the Shemen Amishcha was also hidden there. Makla Shel Aron, Rishkadeh Prachel, the Makla of Aron, which bore almonds. The Arga Sheshagur Plishtim Doron L'Kei Yisrael. When the Plishtim took the Aron, when they sent it back, with a chest full of gold, silver, and other things, and they hid that also. Shenemar Ukli Hazov Asher Hashevosim Lo Asham Tosibu Ba'Argos Mitzidam. The chest that the Plishtim sent as a pius for taking the Aron was put next to the Aron in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. Who hid away the Aron? When? What period in history was the Aron taken out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and hidden away? Yoshiyahu Gonzo. Yoshiyahu hid it. Ma Rosh Gonzo. Why did? What prompted him to do it? Rosh Kosuv Yolich Hashem Oschovius Malkecha Asher Tokim Alecha. Right? He says that the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the times of his father and grandfather who were Rishoyim and were tearing out the Shemus from the Rabbanu Shalom and substituting with Avodah Zorah, they hid that Sefer Torah. And then, by chance, they found it in the time of Yoshiyahu, and it was rolled, according to one opinion, to this pasuk, Yolich Hashem Oschovius Malkecha Asher Tokim Alecha, right, that they're going to go into Golus. And he realized that Golus was coming, it was a simon, and he was afraid they would take the Aron into Golus too and never bring it back. So he hid it away. The Gonzo, Shenemer, Vayomer Lalavim, Hamavinim Lechol Yisrael, Hakdoshim Hashem, Tnu Es Oren Hakodesh Bebeis Asher Bona Shlomo Ben David Melech Yisrael. Ein Lochem Masa Bekotev, Ato Ivdu Es Hashem Lokechem, the Esamo Yisrael. And he told them, put the Aron in the Bayis Asher Bona Shlomo. The Chorot always was there. He put it there. It was always there. Meaning, hide it. Hide it somewhere inside, take it out of its place, and hide it. And now, he told the Levim, you won't be carrying the Aron anymore. Now, what's it called? Ivdu es Hashem Elokeichem es Amo Yisrael, you'll be doing other avoda. Your other avoda now is going to be more teaching Klal Yisrael and doing the other avodas in the Mikdash. The Netziv says, until now, the Kohanim, who carried the Aron, were Mizbode. They used to, meditate and get closer to the Rabban Shalom. So they didn't have too much shaykhus with Klal Yisrael. But now that the Aron is hidden, so their meditation also is over, now they have to serve Klal Yisrael. They have to be more accessible to Klal Yisrael. Rashi, Mihavi Paroches, Amatraxin Havi. In the first Beis HaMikdash, there was an Amatraxin. But then there was an Aron. In the second Beis HaMikdash, there were curtains, but there was no Aron. So how is our Mishnah talking that he went through the curtains and came to the Aron? The argas that the Plishtim sent to appease the Rabban Shalom for taking the Aron, right, was put next to the Aron. Lamela Shaminin, the emo nignas, that it was also hidden together with it. Yolich Hashem Oschov, a dog Shem Yigla Lamov is afraid the Aram would be taken to Babel. Tznuas Arad HaKodesh Bayis, the Hahasam Koi. What do you mean, put it in the Bayis? It always was there. Elaganizah means hide it away. Okay. Ramar Rabbalazar, Asya Shama Shama, right? We learn Gzereshavah, that all these five things have words that are similar, and we learn from them that just like the Aram was Nignas, these things were Nignas too. And from the Gzereshavah is not, we learn from the Gzereshavah what's going to be in the future. But it means that all these things are connected to the Aram. And therefore, whenever the Aram was hidden away, all these things go along with it. Asya Shama Shama, Vasya Doris Doris, Vasya Mishmeris Mishmeris, right, what Rashi? Ashi Shama Shama, Ksib Ba'aron, Asher Ivoid L'cha Shama. By the Aron, it says the word Shama. Uksib and Sinsenes Haman, the Sen Shama Maloha Omer. So Shama and Shama tell me that the Aron and the Sinsenes Haman go together. They're put in the same place. But Ashi Tzlochis means Sinsenes Haman. And the Tzlochis of the, what's it called, Shemen Amishcha, we learn from the Sinsenes Haman, Doros Doros. Because it says Doros by the Sinsenes. So we learn Shama Shama to make the Tzinsenes connected to the Aron. And now, once we know the Tzinsenes is connected to the Aron, we learn Doros Doros from the Tzinsenes to the Tzlochis. Just like the Tzinsenes is connected to the Aron, so is the Tzlochis Shel Shaman HaMishra. The Asya Makl Shal Aram Mitzinsenes from the Mishmeres Mishmeres. And now it says Mishmeres by, what's it called, by the Tzlochis of the Shemen HaMishcha, and it says Mishmeres by Makl Shal Aram. So we learn that that also is connected. Dichsiv Beile Mishmeres La'ost of Nemeri. So Memela, all these five things are always connected. So wherever they are, they're together. So if this one's hidden, then all the other ones are hidden too. Where it says, La'olam Mikdashani. It's talking about Mikdashani, when there were the two parochas. Umayi Giyala Aron, Makam Aron. Doesn't mean Mamish the Aron, it means a place where the Aron should have been. V'haktani Nosan Samachta L'Bein Shnei Abadim. It says he put the Mamish between the two Badim. Right? L'chor, there were no Badim because there was no Aron. Eima Kibbein Shnei Abadim. He put it in the place where if there had been an Aron, the two Badim would have been. That's all it means. It doesn't mean he actually put it between the Shnei Abadim. Put it in the place where the Shnei Abadim would have been. Rashi, Kivein Shnei Abadim, Ki Ilu Hayu Shom Venosam Beneim. So if it was there, he put it in the place where it would have been. Okay. Tzavares Haktores, Al Gabi Gecholim, Tanan Kemand Omer Tzover. We had a machlokas before, whether he sprinkles it thin, right, or he puts it thick, so that it fills up immediately, the smoke goes very thickly. So here's a Mishnah that says, like the man of the Amr says, you put a pile of the Ketores. Tani Chana Sovra Pnima Shehi Chutzalo. He puts on the what's it called? He's facing towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the west. So, and he has a pan with coals on it, and he has the Ketores in his hand. So now the question is, where does he put the Ketores first? So, and he piles it up on the inside of the pan, meaning the part opposite, away from him, right, the part towards the inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is farthest from him. Okay, he's standing facing the inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right, towards the Aron, and the part of the pan that's closest to the western wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is farthest away from him. So he starts over there and he works backwards towards himself. Right. Now Rashi learns that he puts the Ketores all along in big heaps, but he starts heaping it up on the west side towards the east, closer to him. From here, backwards. Okay. The Rambam says he puts it all on the west side. That the Shaila over here is you put it all on the west side, or we're all on the side towards you. But Rashi learns that, we'll see in one second, that he puts it slowly, puts it in piles, doesn't spread it, what's it called, thin, spreads it thick. The question is, does he spread it thick from west to east, or from east to west? Tanya Edech, another braisa, Sovra Chutza Shipnimalo. Adarab, he starts from the outside, which is closest to him, towards the inside. Omer Abaye Tanoi. Abaye said that it's a Machlokas Tanoi. The Omer Abaye, and stuck it two different shitas. The Omer Abai, Mistabra Commander Omer Pnima Shichutzalo. Makes more sense, like the one who says that he starts away from him, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and works backwards. Dishnan Malam Demoso Hizoer Shalot Techave. Right? We tell him every day, regular Ketores, be careful, don't get burnt. So here, if he's going to put the part closest to him first, and then work away, as he works away, he's going to burn from the flame that's right next to him. But if he starts away from him and works backwards, so then he's going to be able to get his hands away before the flame rises up. Rashi. Tnan masnis and command yomer b'braisad leil sovra kadeshia ashona shoelavu. Tony Khan at Sovra Pnima Shihutzalo, Maskil at Sovra Barosh Hamachdesh of Tzad Pnim. He begins to pile it up on the side of the pan which is closer to the western wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, more inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. She also Rosh Hamachdesh, Einol at Tzad Yodo, and that's not the one close to him, that's the one farthest away from him. The Holech Moshech Yadavav, and he brings his hand close again back to him, and he's dropping Ketores the whole time on the coals. Vitzover Tamid B'Meshicha Ad Rosh Hamachta Sheni Asher Eitzel Beis Yod, until he comes back to where he is, what's it called, where he's standing, where the handle of the Machta is. The Tanya Edech Maschel Itzover Barosh Haponechutzo Letzada Hecha She Pni Malo Betzad Gufa. The other one, the owner says, no, he starts piling it on the pan, on the coals, from the side closest to him, which is the side farthest away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the Heichel. The Holech Vitzover Tomid Hala Ad Rosh HaMachdashim, the opposite way. In other words, are you moving from east to west or west to east? That's the Machlokas. So the Mar Shilot, don't start closest to you, because then you're going to have to put your hand over the Ketores that's burning already and get burned. The Ketores you already put on the coals, it's going to start burning with a flame. And when you put your hand then farther away from you, you're going to go over the flame. The flame is going to burn you. So, what is the svara of the one who holds? So that we know the svara now of the one who starts farther away, so you don't get burnt. What's the svara of the one who holds you closer, right? Because ain mavir nalamitzis. You have coals right in front of you to bake the Ketores. Instead of putting your hand out and passing over them, do it the first opportunity. And the other one says no. In the Chanami, you would do it the first opportunity, but here you may get burnt. So you have to start the other way. Can we settle the machlokas Rashi and Rambam? Okay.